Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show. You have Sharon and no Lucy this evening. We've been recording today and working, and Lucy has made her way home, but we did have the opportunity for a fantastic interview with a friend of mine. So it's just she and I this evening and the two men behind the curtain that are listening to us. So the first thing I'll tell you is our topic is hair. Hair just seems to be such a huge issue with people that are walking into chemotherapy. As a matter of fact, I believe one of the first questions that people ask their oncologist when they learn that they are taking chemotherapy is, will I lose my hair? Men, women, I don't think that sentiment discriminates between the genders. So we have for you today Miss Lisa Hires. Lisa and I also go to church together, and we've met each other this way. She is 40 years old. She has two children, a boy and a girl. She's a wife and the activities assistant at Baptist Village. That's a retirement community here in our little town. She has been diagnosed with breast cancer and has two chemo treatments under her belt currently. She's done really, really well. We've been very pleased about that. Miss Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're just excited to have you. And I thought maybe you could tell us just a little bit about your husband. We know him also, and he's a fantastic fella. But we know that this is a team sport going through chemotherapy and cancer.
Absolutely. My husband is Terry Hires. We've been married for almost 22 years. I have to be nice because he is sitting here.
Yeah, he's got your quiet as a church mouse.
I am very blessed. He's been very supportive through this whole thing. And the one thing that sticks out most to me going through this is, in my opinion, it's harder for the caregivers than it is for me. Not that they mind, but I get pampered all the time, and they don't. So I'm very blessed and very thankful for him.
I agree with you. I totally do. And I think it's harder to watch somebody go through this than it is to go through it on your own.
Yes.
Personally. So, all right. Well, let's just jump into this topic. We'll start with your first reaction to your diagnosis and learning about your treatment protocol. What were your greatest fears walking into your cancer story?
I think my greatest fears, mortality's never really been a huge fear of mine. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just because I know my destination where I'm going, but I've just always had a piece about that. Some of my biggest fears were more of my life changes, lifestyle changes, my physical changes. You know, mm-hmm. am I going to be able to work? Am I going to, you know, be able to spend time with my family like I want to? And financial, because if I'm not able to work, if I'm not able to help provide, you know, where how's this going to affect us? And right. So that was some of my biggest concerns going into this.
I think that's all also just super duper normal. And,
yes.
You know, I think people will be relating to you on that level. So when you consider all of that and you talked physical changes, where would you say that hair loss ranked in there? Was it high? Was it low?
I have to say, whenever you just said one of the first questions you ask your oncologist, that was one of mine, you know, mm-hmm. am I going to lose my hair? Because going into this, I didn't know I would be going into chemotherapy. So I guess I was almost in a denial, you know, having the mastectomy and having the things. I didn't feel like I had cancer mm-hmm. because I wasn't, you know, having to take chemo. So when they said that, that was one of my first thoughts is, when am I going to lose my hair? I knew I was. And I'm not a vain person at all, but that's the one thing that people kept saying, well, when you lose your hair, that's when it's going to hit you. Mm-hmm. So I'd psych myself up for that. You know, this is going to be, you know, a scary day. And that's why, you know, whenever I asked you to cut my hair, I thought, don't take it personally if I break down and cry whenever we
yeah.
cut it, you know,
yeah.
because I had psyched myself up for that. But of course, to my surprise, that was not the case.
No, it was literally, I won't say it was joyous, but it seemed very liberating.
It was.
And it was seemed to be a relief.
It was, very much so. I mean, I didn't look so, you know, I didn't know what I'd look like, you know, mm-hmm. and it was just nice, and it felt free, and like you said, it felt liberating to do it. And, you know, I came here with the scarf and picking out wigs, but I went home without them. I didn't want them. And to this day, I hardly don't want the scarf anymore. I mean, it just is that comfortable.
Yeah, so. And I could see that in you leaving. We tied a scarf, we thought about it, and it was like,
yes.
I'm not sure I need that. So it was really very cool. And it for me, I had not shaved another survivor's head before. So it was a lovely experience. I didn't know what it was going to be like. And so I thank you for that and allowing me to be a part of that.
I thank you for being a part. I mean, that helped. That took a lot off because my husband said, you know, I will do it. He'd prefer not to. He said, I will. So whenever you offered to do it, that was a big relief for me. And to be able to connect with you because you knew what I was going through, that was a big part of it.
Yay, the sisterhood. This is good. We love the sisterhood. Another thing that I want to kind of go into just a little bit with our audience is, you know, you and I are coming at this from the position of someone who is going through cancer with breast cancer. And so our particular cocktail is serious about the hair follicles. I mean, it just goes after them with a vengeance. But not every chemotherapy will do this. And so, you know, when you hear that some people lose their hair and some don't, most often it pertains more to the cocktail that they're on than any particular reaction with that person. You know, we have previous podcasts that talk about chemotherapy. You know, I had thought originally that chemotherapy was chemotherapy. There was like a chemotherapy drug, and everybody that took chemotherapy took that drug, and that is so not it. You know, everybody's cocktail or their mix is different. So, okay, well, we've been through your shave down, which reminded me both when you did it and when Ashley did this very much of the scene with Demi Moore in G.I. Jane.
Yes.
It was an empowering and freeing thing for her. So for me, when my hair began to come out, you know, my doctor had told me, not only is your hair coming out, but it's coming out on the 14th day after your first treatment. And I thought, this guy's, you know, that's kind of crazy, you know. That's like Babe Ruth calling where the balls go, you know, before he swings. But dude was pretty much right. So I had my long hair cut on the 13th day, I think, and I waited to the 15th day.
Right.
Then my hairdresser had been telling me, sweetie, when you get ready, I'm going to come to your house with the clippers and we'll do it in your bathroom. And my nephew, who was in high school at the time, he was a senior, lived out of town and about an hour away, and he kept asking me, tell me when, don't you do this without me now, tell me when. And so the morning that I got up and I walked in the bathroom and I had these big white tiles, and I took one hard jump on the tile and my hair was coming down like snowflakes and resting on the tiles. And so I was like, well, today's the day, you know. So I called Kelly, my hairdresser, and I called my nephew and said, it'll be this evening if you guys want to come. And they did. And I sat down, and Kelly was all ready, and she turned on the clippers. And Joshua took the clippers from her and pulled me up out of the seat and said, okay, I want you to do me first. And so he sat down, and That was the only other head I ever shaved, but he wasn't a survivor. And so I shaved his head down. He said, I just wanted you to know what it was going to be like.
Aww.
And so then we turned around, and he started shaving my head down. And it was also just such a sweet experience.
Yes.
You know, myself. And I was worried about my hair loss, but I wasn't as worried about being bald as I would have expected, always having had long hair.
Right.
I was worried about short hair. I'd always thought I'd look horrible with short hair. So that's why I cut it first. to see what it was going to look like and to donate it.
Yes, and I was told the two-week thing, too. He had told me that all along, and then I'd heard, well, some people do, some people don't. So I kind of waited, too, and at 2 weeks, it wasn't out. So I thought, well, maybe I'm not going to, but it's like the very next day it started coming out, and so that's when I knew it was time to...
So did your scalp get a little tender beforehand?
Yes, it did. Right after my first treatment it did, then it went away, and right before I lost it, it got real tender and sore to touch. Yes.
Yeah, I think for me that was another reason why it was, I mean, it wasn't painful.
No.
It, just like you said, tender to the touch.
Yes.
By the time I shaved it down and everything, all that was gone.
Yes. Yep.
So I thought also, you know, we talk about fears in losing our hair. I think as people, we really, really place a lot of our identity.
Yes.
For some strange reason in our hair.
Yeah.
You know? We did an interview this morning with this sweet lady named Angie Peterson. She works up in Atlanta with Georgia Core. And she's also a survivor. And we got into this topic just while we were chit-chatting before the interview. And she said something, you know, she's this very confident, very beautiful, very accomplished woman. But she said she was surprised when she walked into this, when she learned she would be losing her hair. You know, she just thought, God, why am I so worried about this? How can I be so vain, you know? But it came to her that there's just so much wrapped up in our hair, so much identity. And I think that's why, you know, we worry when we step out on a rainy day that our hair's going to curl up or go flat.
Yes.
You know, we worry about getting a haircut. Is it going to be a bad haircut? Am I going to have to live with that for, you know, 2 months before I can have it fixed? Or, you know, will I not be able to pull it back in a ponytail? Or will this dye job be good?
Right. Yes.
So many things.
Yeah. Well, something that's really done for me is, I know going to work the first day was the hardest for me after the cut, just not knowing everybody's reaction and everyone didn't know. And I was not embarrassed to talk about having cancer, but it was one of those things, like, I didn't want to say it because I didn't want it people to think I wanted them to feel sorry for me or something. But whenever your hair comes out, it's like a physical that everybody knows. But now it's just like it's an open door for me to say, yeah, you know, I have cancer and it's okay, you know. You know, people first think, oh, I'm so sorry. Well, it's okay, you know. God's got this and I'm going to be okay. But it makes it easier to talk about and to take ownership of rather than it kind of owning me. Now I'm kind of taking ownership of it.
Yeah.
And that's something that's really done for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I think that started when you decided to take it yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I think that this has been just a wonderful discussion of all of this. The next thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, we got in here and we had this box of wigs that was donated to us. And so a few days before your hair started to do what it did, we got in here with Ashley and started playing in the wigs. And, you know, I think you probably felt one way. You found a couple that were really cute on you. But I told you guys, they're not comfortable.
Right.
Especially with a bald head.
Yes.
They're not.
They're not.
You know, I wore them some. And so now that you have lost your hair, what's your take on the wig situation?
To be honest with you, I've not worn a wig one time. I have them, and somebody else even gave me one or two, and I have them. I'll try them on at home on occasion, but I've just been so comfortable and happy in the scarves. It's like they just, I don't know, they give me some personality, I think, more than the wigs do. And so, honestly, I've not even worn one. I'm saving it for, you know, one night out or something.
But oh, yeah.
So I'm loving the scarves. You can just do fun things with them, and that's what I'm doing.
So you've been on YouTube a little bit, haven't you, plundering?
Yes.
Can you tell them a little bit about the things that you're finding there?
I found one young lady on there has a cancer, and she's come up with her own ways of even cutting shirt tops and how to tie them. And I, at work now, people are like, how do you do that? I'm like, go on YouTube. It's easy to find. And you know, it's been great. You can mix them up. There's so much you can do with them that I couldn't do with my hair. So it's actually been a blessing.
Yeah, I heard you discussing that, and we've looked up this sweet girl. Her name is Esther. I think it's Grabow. It's Grabow. And she does have some contribution there on YouTube. But as I pulled her up, I'm seeing lots of options. And they even are showing you how to recreate eyebrows and all of that. Mm-hmm. Some people lose those, some don't. Did you lose your eyebrows?
A little bit. I'm working on that now. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Okay.
I lost mine, but not all of them.
Right.
And then I kept about half of my eyelashes.
So far, I've not lost those.
Okay. So, you know, when you think of hair loss, you just kind of think of all of it, guys.
Yes.
Just all of it.
To even saying you...
Yeah, get creative.
Yeah, my friend, or my daughter's teacher actually said, and this was something I didn't think about, but might be helpful, is to even keep tissues close, because one side effect of chemo is a runny nose. And when you start losing hairs, a lot of times you lose all your hair. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep tissues close
at all times. Right.
And that's... Yeah. A helpful little hint.
So, and you know, people will lose arm and leg hair, mm-hmm. just really all over. So kind of keep that in mind. And, you know, there are people that do fake eyelashes and all mm-hmm. kinds of things to remedy that stuff. But just a little bit of eye makeup for the ladies. And, you know, men, I think you get off a little easier on the eyelashes than we do. So, okay, well... I think this is going to be a wrap on the topic, but one thing that I'm going to throw out there, I don't know if you will be able to think of an instance, and if not, I will, but we typically wrap up our show with something called the not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day, and that is where we have made a conscious choice at some point in our day to put down the mundane and the business of life and just look around you and decide to take in something that life is offering you. Typically, it's something very simple, very easy. Can you think of anything like that off the top of your head?
I think just taking in the blessings of, may sound crazy, but the blessings of all this. Mm-hmm. Just looking around me at some people and what they're going through mm-hmm. and to know that, you know, it could be a lot worse for me. So that's the biggest thing I stopped to take in, is that I am very blessed, and to thank God, even if I am having a hard day or I am very sick at that time, just to try to think of the good things that I am getting out of this. And there are good things that are coming out of it. So,
right.
But I am still very blessed.
Yes, you are, and sweet and gracious. And we so appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, guys, we will see you next week. And bye, Lucy. I know you can't hear me right now, but we missed you very much. And as always, keep in mind that we're not just surviving, but thriving with you guys. Bye, guys.